It seems unbelievable that a healthy 5-year-old could die from a mosquito bite in central New York. But in August, Eastern equine encephalitis took the life of little Maggie Wilcox of Oswego County. Maggie's mom, Julie, is still shell-shocked. How are you doing?
I don't even know how to answer that. I'm bad. Coping. Trying to deal.
You're here.
To support. To try to get something accomplished. If my presence here helps in any way, shape, or form, then I want it to.
At the Oswego Roundtable on the state and local response to Tripoli, Senator David Valesky was among the officials and experts who acknowledged that tragedy is what brought them here.
We need to do everything we can, whether we're from the state legislature, Cornell University, public health departments at the local level, to make sure that a situation such as what has happened to the Wilcox family never happens again.
The disease, carried in birds and spread by mosquitoes to mammals like horses and people, has long been a concern in the four counties around Oneida Lake. But State Deputy Health Commissioner Guthrie Burkhead pointed out human cases have been rare. In the last 40 years, 5 New Yorkers have died from Tripoli, all in central New York. One was in 1971, another in 1983.
For the last 3 years, we've had a human case in each of 2009, 2010, and 2011. So this is a change in the pattern.
The pattern of the virus's spread has also changed. Counties monitor for it using mosquito traps, and the first positive tests are usually at the north shore of the lake. Spraying those areas with insecticides then tends to slow its spread. But Oswego County Public Health Director Dennis Norfleet said that's not what happened in 2011.
Tragically, at the time that the Maggie probably came in contact with the virus up in the northern part of the county was at the same time was all coming out. So, it was all over. All at once, an entirely different situation than we've ever experienced before.
Cornell University equine veterinarian Belinda Thompson says horses and people are considered dead-end hosts. They quickly die from the virus rather than carrying it. So by the time we start losing horses, we can also lose people.
The horses are actually serving to warn us of the human health risk. But because we encourage vaccination of horses, and most horses in the state are probably vaccinated, depending on your perspective, we may be very lucky that there were unvaccinated horses that could actually serve as this warning.
Thompson also says many horse cases may go undetected because while veterinarians are responsible to report the illness, horse owners are not required to report horse illnesses or deaths. Thompson says in the southern U.S., many states use caged chickens to catch the virus at an earlier stage when it's still in the bird-biting mosquito population. That's because chickens can get infected but not get sick.
They put out healthy chickens and they take blood samples from them periodically and see when they get exposed.
When Maggie died, the family avoided the public eye. But just days later, the county announced more positive mosquito tests while opting against aerial spraying. The family spoke out, and the county sprayed. But aerial spraying is not only costly, temporary, and dangerous to the pilot. Officials also admit it's not very effective.
Generally, the mosquitoes come back within a week or so. And in fact, in 2009, I believe the Tripoli case that we had in the area occurred very close to an area to Toad Harbor that had been sprayed within the last week or two, so it does not eliminate the risk.
That's why officials say they try so hard to educate the public to personally protect themselves. Senate Agricultural Committee Chair Patty Ritchie, who sponsored the forum, suggested using the New York Alert System to warn folks in affected areas when it's most important to use the pesticide DEET on children.
From talking with the family, and I've heard from individuals, when you start talking about using mosquito spray with DEET in it, some people are automatically alarmed because they think it's bad for them. But apparently that's the recommended use. So I think, if it's possible to use something like the NY Alert and people get an actual text and explains, you're probably more apt to pay attention to something like that.
Ritchie also wondered why there's a vaccine licensed for horses but not humans. Several officials suggested financial incentives might spur vaccine developers, but Thompson said it's not that simple.
There are many people who don't take their children now for the commonly accepted vaccines that are recognized to cause widespread problems in children, and so one needs to ask the question of whether someone would take their child to a pediatrician for a triple E vaccine or not.
She points out that a vaccine developed a decade ago to protect people against Lyme disease was withdrawn from the market when nobody used it. For WRVO News, I'm Joyce Gramza.